Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. Man, the day has actually come. This happens to me all the time. We'll be talking about a concert for like months and months, and then it's here, and I wake up, I'm like, wait a minute, is the day here that we've been talking about?
Oh my gosh, I know. I'm so excited though. I cannot wait to see Blake Shelton tonight. I'm really, really excited.
I can tell. Blake Shelton tonight, it's going to be a huge party. We'll be out there running around. Excited to see a bunch of y'all. Weather looks absolutely awesome.
I know.
I mean, just for pre-partying, running around, it's not going to be that like really humid type summer weather that you get into concert season. So this is going to be absolutely perfect today.
Yeah, and it's just the vibe of the city right now. There's so much going on. You've got Blake Shelton over in Tampa, and then you've got the Grand Prix coming this weekend to downtown. The weather's perfect. There's like a taco festival.
I know.
Most importantly, yeah, to Mark, there's a taco festival.
Tacos and Blake Shelton. So. I'm in. All right, so, man, we just had a blast this week hanging out with you guys with the videos, too. All the videos that you've sent. I sat in bed last night and watched all these videos of people. What, Kevin? Making a face. I was just sitting there, and I was like, some of y'all, like...
But you were sitting in bed doing this?
Yeah, I was
an interesting place for that to happen.
I was laying in bed, and I just thought to myself, hey, you know, I'm going to go back and see all the videos people sent us about Blake Shelton this week. So it was really cool.
It was good. Yeah, it was good. And, you know, the videos are really good, too. And even my fiance was like, so wait a second, a woman was wearing a gown and taking shots? What happened?
That happened.
I know, he heard it on air. I was like, listen, just go to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page, seriously, and go watch it.
You actually talk to your fiance like everybody else. Like, go to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page.
Yeah, I was like, no, you got to go see it.
Got to go to the page and see it. Yeah, that woman was great. So we had a good time doing that this week. So excited for tonight. Big week. I start hydrating right now. I've already chugged like 2 16-ounce bottles of water. Because after about 2 o'clock today, it all turns over to beer. So
does coffee count?
No, that's like beer. It dehydrates you.
Oh man!
Yeah, sorry for the
setting myself up for failure.
Sorry for the good news. Sorry, but we'll get there. All right, life's little pleasures. That's what we need to talk about because a big pleasure for a lot of people tonight is Blake Shelton. But
live music.
Yeah.
That's a huge. I love going and seeing live music. So,
but we've got this list of life's little pleasures, and I don't think we take enough time. I know I don't take enough time to just go, all right, what is like a little pleasure I can do? Something simple and easy that'll go far,
simple.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, so the list is, there's a total of 20, so I won't bore you with all of them. But I was surprised with what came in at number one. I'll start with number five. So number five, though, is reading a book. That is one of life's little greatest pleasures.
By the way, because this has changed for me, reading a book on your Kindle or your iPad.
I'm old school.
I used to be iPad. Now I'm like, man, I got to hold the book.
I love just like turn. This is so dorky. I sound like a nerd. Okay.
Yep.
But I like turning the pages. I like to be able to put whatever little piece of paper bookmark
some
into the book
say,
so I can see how much is left of it to read.
Some people say the smell of the book.
Yeah.
Like they want to smell.
Oh,
my 11-year-old Tyler refuses to read a book off of like his iPad. He
really?
Has to have the. Yeah. He
well, has, good. That's awesome.
That's a good man right there.
I know. He's old. He's so old school at 11. He's like, he actually wants to go to bookstores and buy books.
Love it.
I'm like, this is cool, man.
I always just wish I was the motivated person I was when I went into the bookstore because I'll buy all the books and then they just kind of sit there
and then
for
they sit
a
around,
long
yeah.
time. But yeah, that's one of life's little pleasures. One of the top ones, according to this poll, is reading a book. Then number four is going shopping for yourself. I mean, who doesn't love shopping?
Right.
Number three is a home-cooked meal. Number two is being home to watch your favorite TV shows.
Football.
Yeah, that counts.
That definitely counts. All right.
That should be number one. But yeah, that's fine.
All right. Well, now we know why it's so high. It's all the men watching football.
Yeah.
Number one is, and the ladies probably watching The Bachelor. Number one is drinking wine.
Oh.
That is the number one thing that people said.
They polled my wife on this one. They talked to my wife for the survey, for sure.
The greatest little pleasures of life, drinking wine.
All right, y'all. It's Friday, so the weekend to find some little pleasures in life, read some books, watch some football, drink some wine, and
come out to Blake Shelton tonight.
And come to Blake Shelton tonight. So there's your weekend right there.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
It's Brett Young, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, big party tonight. Blake Shelton, get ready, but it's not the only thing going on in town this weekend.
No.
I'll tell you next. I mean, there's parties left and right.
And tacos.
And tacos? Yes. All the details next. QYK. right, there's no excuse to be bored this weekend in the Tampa Bay area. Like, no excuse. 99.5 QOK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so we're starting off tonight with Blake Shelton. Imagine this. In 12 hours, we'll probably be on, like, beer number 3 or 4 in 12 hours. It'll be 6:30.
That seems so reachable. Like, I can wait. I can get there.
Of course it's reachable. It's going to happen, man. This goal has been set. It's already been conquered. So that's Blake tonight. That's a big deal. But there's a lot of other stuff going on this weekend.
Yeah, so the Grand Prix is going on in downtown St. Pete. You know, I live in downtown. The cars were already going this morning.
Oh, yeah.
My dog is like, what is going on?
I was thinking about that with dogs because, you know, especially downtown and it's all echoing off the buildings.
That's, yeah.
Like, dogs that live in condos or just, you know, in any type of solid structure downtown, to hear that just battering off the walls and everything.
So usually we leave the sliding glass door a little bit cracked so that the dog can go out on the balcony and stuff. And yesterday we did that, but we weren't even thinking about how the races were starting up. So when I got home, oh my gosh, poor Bishop. He was on the couch just like shaking. That's like, Mom, what's going on?
To a little,
like,
dog.
It's okay.
And
Okay.
Your dog weigh like 5 pounds?
He's like, well, that was my other dog. But yeah, Bishop's like 15 pounds, yeah, 17 pounds.
This has to sound like end of the world type stuff. Oh, you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
Yeah.
So I had to calm him down. But yeah, that's going to be going on all weekend. We're just going to be keeping the door closed. Then you've got the Saturday morning market. You've got the Strawberry Festival going on. You've got Ferg's last night.
Tomorrow. That's it. Ferg's. Well, it's the Ferg's in Tampa. We should say in downtown,
yes,
Tampa. That's their last night. They signed a 4-year lease, and the 4 years is up. And here's the thing about Ferg's. You should go celebrate and support them tomorrow night, but you have daylight savings, and so we get a...
There's another thing this weekend, daylight savings time.
I know, but you got to start partying earlier tomorrow because everything will shut down an hour earlier.
Right. Ooh.
Because 2:59 becomes 2 o'clock, and
right,
then everyone's got to go.
Well, so we have that. Then the Bay Area Renaissance Festival is still going on.
There's tons of baseball. You know, there's tons of spring training everywhere.
Over at Yankee Stadium,
yep,
the Phillies.
You got Dunedin, you got Sarasota, just pick your favorite baseball team.
If you like baseball, go.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Taco Festival.
There's the Taco Festival in Tampa. There is, oh my gosh, oh, it's Tampa Bay Beer Week.
Oh my God.
So all the local breweries and the microbreweries all over Dunedin,
just
St. Pete, they're celebrating.
Just this conversation. I gained 10 pounds and got drunk just having this conversation.
Same.
My gosh. All right. Well, listen, no excuse not to have a good time this weekend in Tampa Bay. There's a lot going on.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
This is Carrie Underwood. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right. Big night tonight. We talked about Blake Shelton. We'll be out there running all around, hanging out. Maybe drinking some beers, maybe buying y'all some beers. I don't know, stuff like that.
And Lauren Elena, she's going to be out on the plaza.
Yeah, 5:45 is where you want to be at the 99.5 QIK tent, right on the plaza. A shot at a meet and greet with Lauren Elena. Shot to win that.
Yes, that'd be so cool.
5:45 this afternoon. All right, so heads up on that. Moving forward to tomorrow, and we talk about daylight savings time because we lose an hour tomorrow. I don't think it matters as much if you're not a parent. If you're a parent, this is the worst day of your life tomorrow when you have to lose an hour of sleep.
Okay, you don't have to be a parent to want more sleep. This is a miserable time for everybody.
Well,
we're in this together, Mark.
No. It's miserable for you because you got to leave the bar 1 hour early. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
For parents.
Exactly.
But you're just going to sleep in another hour to make it up. You're getting it right back the next day. For parents who I'm like, oh, no. So you're asleep when this. See, you're going to be awake when this happens. Parents are sleeping. And then you magically lose an hour. It's like you get up and someone's robbed your house and you never heard them break in. It's like, it's gone.
That's what happens. I go to sleep and then I lose an hour of my sleep and my hangover kicks in sooner.
The surveys, I'm living through you right now.
The struggle is real.
I just want a hangover.
I just want to get
a hangover. Yeah.
We all have our own battles.
They did do a survey here, and it's 54% of Americans want to stop changing the clocks twice a year. 54%. So I'm part of that. Me too.
Yeah, I just leave it daylight savings the whole year. Enough of this.
Because we don't, the guy down the street with the cows and trying to sell the cows, and because that's how all this started. It's the day is over. We've got to move forward.
I am with you.
It's just,
We've got to move forward. My goodness, we got to move forward. So anyway, but 54% want to not do this anymore.
I'm surprised it's not more. It's 100% of us in the studio.
I know. I was like, I want to meet the 46% of the people who's like, nope, we're good with this.
Well, they must not drink or have children.
It's exactly right.
Probably right.
See, those 46% of the people, I don't want them to live around me. I don't know that I want them around me at all. The other 54, we are tight. We are tight.
Those are our people.
Those are our people, man. They don't want to
sleep in, man. Please.
So that's this Saturday night. So get ready for that. If you're going to go out a little bit early. And if you're a parent, well, you're screwed. So yeah, sorry.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Stories from the school car line. Watch
dun, dun,
out.
Dun, dun.
99.5 QIK. This is like a horror story because the car lines are tough. Man, I had to do this car line thing last week. You won't believe this story. We'll tell you a story next. We'll get to your stories too.
Uh-oh.
The car line. When car lines attack.
Dun 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 dun.
It's next.
Gotta have.
Some days you're just not in the mood for the car line. It's like you're just sitting there and you're like, and you just feel like something's going to go wrong.
Oddly, I have had this feeling before because, you know, I used to be a nanny.
So you had dealt with car line drama.
Oh, I know all about it. If you get there early, it's better because then you're at the front of the line. You can get in and out of there. Otherwise,
but you got to get there super early.
Super early. And you know what? No matter how early you're there, someone else is earlier than you.
My wife, you know, she works out every day, right? And she's just like, I have to work out.
Good for her.
Well, a lot of it, people work out because they're like, well, you know, you want to look good or, you know, you just whatever. There's health benefits. She's like, I literally work out to get my energy out before the car line. She's like, I have to be in that. Like, she works out for the car line. That's how she works out.
She's got to get her zen right before she goes and deals with people. Because
the universe must just be at peace for her to go. So last week I go to the car line, and I'm sitting there, and I'm the first car that can't get into the lot. So I'm parked on the street, ready to turn in. Oh, boy. This guy comes up behind me, and he's just, you can tell.
Honking on his horn.
Oh, you tell this dude, man, you tell. He doesn't have kids. He doesn't like kids. He hates schools. Anywhere there are kids around, like he's just laying on my heart, just he's right behind me. And I'm like, dude, I was like, what do you like? I put my hands up. There's nothing I can do, right? There's,
yeah.
And I'm not going
to
be.
It's not like, oh, you know what? I don't need to pick up my kids anymore.
Right.
Thanks for honking.
Right. And it's like,
You're right.
I'm not going to be like this jerk driver and it's like honk back and stuff like that. So I'm ignoring him. He's literally just about. Drives behind, finally gets up next to me, and he's driving on, like, the grass and the dirt and everything. Takes an empty Aquafina water bottle.
No, this did not happen. Are you serious?
Sidearms it, hits my car, drives away. And I'm thinking to myself, okay.
Okay, that's psychotic.
I have two choices here, right? And I'm sitting there. Now, my blood is raging because I'm going, this guy, like, he knows what I'm doing. He sees these other cars. And so I'm going, all right, I have two choices here. As I'm about to put my car in drive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get this guy. Eye for an eye, right?
No, that is a terrible idea.
I know, but the car line brings out the worst in everybody.
You're not arrested, so that's good.
No. Right as I'm about to put my car in drive.
Yeah.
And my eyes are, I was born with green eyes, but they're red at this point.
Yeah.
Red. Blood orange red. This police officer pulls out of this little, like, lot, saw the whole thing happen, pulls the guy over. So the cop looks over at me and he gives me the old salute and I flash my lights and gave him the thumbs up.
Oh,
I was like,
yes,
this is awesome. So I don't know.
God works quick sometimes.
I wanted to give a shout out to that Pinellas Sheriff's deputy. He was great. Right place, right time, paying attention. And I was like, man, I got, but dude, this is how things get crazy in the world. It's like, you couldn't wait or just go around me. You saw us pulling into a school. Like, you see it on the news all the time. Like, dude, you don't know what you could have started by doing that. And in front of a school, that's where our kids are going to be safe.
Yeah. And you know what? If you ever feel like that in your car where you just want to freak out, well, guess what? You should have left your house or wherever you had to leave from earlier.
Man.
Like, stop me blaming everyone else for your problems.
800-992-1099 calls. All right. Stories from the car line. And whether you're a parent, maybe you're a kid, you've seen your parents freak out. Or like Melanie said, she was a nanny. You had to deal with this too.
That is nuts. I cannot believe he threw something at your car.
We'll get to your calls on the way. It's Kenny now. There's Matt and his band, known as Old Dominion. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. By the way, Matt going to join us at 7:30 this morning, less than 20 minutes away from Old Dominion. They are shutting down the Strawberry Festival on Sunday night. We'll talk to him about that. And he's got a bad leg, too. He can't even stand up.
Oh, no. no.
So we'll talk to Matt, Old Dominion, 730, 99.5 QICAT.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. We're talking about stories from the car lines, dropping off your kids. And I know all the parents in Pinellas today, first day of spring break, are really happy. No car lines dealing today. So
spring break.
Spring break, man. Starts today. Get all week, all next week off for the car line. But Matt is on. And Matt, you have to deal with this car line too.
It's ridiculous in the mornings and in the afternoon. And I can't understand why. I don't have any kids. And I don't understand why people get this aggressive.
See, you're a good dude. You don't have kids. But you realize, like, there's no point. Like, there's no net positive in acting like a
psycho.
Freaking maniac at the car lines.
I mean, there's 100 different roads you can take to get around it. You can avoid it no matter what, but people don't seem to understand that, and they get, when they're stuck waiting in a line, they get super aggressive, and I just, it's traffic. You're going to wait in it no matter what, on the way home from work, on the way to work in the morning. It's better than sitting on a 275 dead stop.
I feel like this is a new sector for, like, psychologists, like car line therapy.
Car line, like, rage.
Yeah, car line rage control.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe it's a new podcast opening where it's like, you must listen to this podcast while you're in the car line, and it just totally soothes you.
You love your children. They make you happy.
Yeah. I wonder how many parents have said, smart. I'm homeschooling my kids because of the car line. Seriously. Like, that's it.
That is a little drastic.
Seriously, though.
Come on.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. Man, it's going to be an awesome Friday. We got Blake Shelton tonight.
Yes.
Just the weather looks great. We'll be out there running around. Hopefully, we see y'all before the show, during the show. Let's drink some beer. Let's have some fun.
We'll be out on the plaza earlier having some beers. I have some of my girlfriends coming with me. It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, man, it's going to be just an awesome, awesome night for Blake. On the way next, too, this is great Sunday night. This is the thing about this weekend. There's so much going on. It carries right up into Sunday night. Old Dominion playing the Strawberry Festival. They're shutting it down Sunday night. And Matt from Old Dominion is going to talk to us next. I think he's about, they're calling him now, so he's going to talk to us next.
Okay, cool.
Lead singer, Old Dominion. You know what's crazy? Is he just had this massive leg surgery. He had this leg injury. He can't walk.
I'd seen some pictures. I didn't know what happened.
So they've borrowed Dave Grohl, right? You know who Dave Grohl?
From the Foo Fighters.
From the Foo Fighters. He hurt his leg years ago. It's like 3 or 4 years ago. They built him that throne that he had to sit on stage.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl is letting Matt borrow this throne for his concerts now until his leg gets better.
Oh, my gosh. I love that he's letting it's on loan.
Yeah, it's like
a museum.
You got to give it back, right?
Yeah.
But Matt from Old Dominion performing on the throne. We'll talk to him next, right after Jason Aldean. 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Matthew. Hey, Matt, what's going on, brother?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing good, my man. How are you? And I'm sure you're getting tired of the question, but, you know, we got to ask, how's the leg, my man?
It's doing good, man. I got some physical therapy this morning, so I'm on the road to recovery for sure.
You know, obviously the story's everywhere about Dave Grohl lending you the throne that you've been sitting on. How does that come to be? Like, were you all tight before this?
No, we were not. We actually just kind of knew some people that were in the Foo Fighters camp, just from touring with Kenny Chesney, and some of those guys were over on the Foo Fighters crew for a while, and so we just, you know, it was like so much joking about it. You know, everybody was like, oh, you need the Dave Grohl throne, and then finally we were like, man, let's just call our buddies and see if they can they can hook it up, and sure enough, we got it.
Got it hooked up. I was even thinking to myself, like, that throne made so much noise a few years ago. I would almost fake a leg injury just to sit on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. It is cool, man. Yeah, like, the first time I sat in it was like, I can't believe I'm sitting in this right now. It was like almost like, you know, like with the breakup with them video, and we did this like spoof on Back to the Future, and the DeLorean showed up and we all flipped out. And that's kind of the same thing that happened when the throne showed up. We were all like, look, that's the real throne that Dave Grohl used.
That is so cool. So we're going to see that Sunday night at the Strawberry Festival, right? You're going to bring the throne out?
Yes, that will hopefully be the last show for us.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm hoping, because we get about two and a half weeks off after that show. So I'm hoping to be back to full strength by that point.
Oh, well, that's great news. So
yeah.
The Strawberry Festival is huge here. It's in Plant City. Everyone comes out, and every single year they unveil a whole bunch of new food to try at the Strawberry Festival. So,
oh, wow. Is it all strawberry based? Or
how did you guess? So this year they introduced the Strawberry Blast Burger, and it is a strawberry filled donut, and then you got a regular burger patty in between the donut. Now, is that something you would try?
I mean, I'll try anything. It sounds terrible, but I'll try it.
It does sound pretty awful, actually. Yeah. I mean, yeah, just strawberries and red meat. I don't know, man.
Okay, there's that. There's also strawberry spaghetti, which I feel like out of the two, the burger sounds a little bit more doable.
Yeah, the burger sounds better for sure.
I mean, a cold beer needs to go with all that stuff, right? Like,
man, just strawberry spaghetti? Are you kidding?
Kind of, exactly.
It sounds like something out of Elf.
Yeah. It does, right. Like, is there sugar in strawberry spaghetti? Then yes.
It's been a huge year for you guys. I mean, how do you articulate everything? I know, there's so much work. I know it's not like overnight success because nobody saw the years and years of work that goes in. But how do you just describe what it's been like for you and the guys?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It is, you know, it's like a 20-year overnight success. So, but it is, you know, the past 2 years have been just sort of meteoric. And it's really hasn't been until, like, this year. Like, I think this tour where, you know, our crew has grown to be so big and, you know, the shows are so big that we can kind of, we've all just kind of been sitting around.
Literally sitting thrones.
yeah. In the morning, we'll be, like, drinking our coffee, looking out the bus window at all of the, like, activity that is taking place just so that we can put on our show. And it's like a little moving circus city, and it's really amazing. And just to be able to sit there and go, man, all of this work actually led to something, like, really wonderful. And we all are so happy. Every night when we play the show, we always have loved playing music in the shows, but there's so much more meaning to them now because we can really see how it's affecting people's lives, and people are coming there to forget all their, you know, all the stress that they have. And for a couple of hours, they can just dance and sing. And it's a true honor to be able to, like, provide that for people.
Oh, I love that.
Well, y'all are so talented and so good. I'm just glad that you guys are being exposed to the masses now, because I do know what it's like for what y'all had to go through to get to this point. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of sleepless nights. But you guys are here, and I'm so glad y'all get to do the Strawberry Festival too. It's I think once you get off stage, you'll be like, wow, Strawberry Festival. That was sort of on fire.
Surprising for a Strawberry Festival.
Yeah, on top of that, you know, it's just so freezing cold here. Like, we're ready to get down there and get some warmth on our skin, man.
Yeah, we've had a cold few days, too. We've been dealing with 60s and 70s here, so we'll be hopefully closer to 80 when y'all are there Sunday.
Yeah, 60s and 70s. I mean, it's like 10 degrees here right now.
I know.
A little bit different.
We all feel pain in different ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's Matt from Old Dominion. Just congratulations to you, to the rest of the guys, to the band, and all your crew, man. Congrats on the success and a great year. And cheers to many more years of success to you guys.
Thank you guys so much. And we'll see you soon for sure.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
There's Thomas Rhett, 16, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, big night tonight. We'll see y'all at Blake Shelton out at Amalie. It's just going to be, I mean, look at the weather. Just,
I know. I'm glad to be 21 for tonight.
Man, I wish I was 21 again. Jeez Louise.
I know. It seems like forever ago now that I'm 30.
Thanks. Way to rub it in. Boy, you poor 30-year-old. All right, Melanie's buying beers for that one tonight. She's buying beers.
What?
That's on you.
You can't punish me because I was born later than you.
That's terrible. I'm mad at you and your parents. It's unfair. all right, so Blake tonight, Amalie will be there for that. And then this is a big deal, man. This is sort of sad,
tomorrow night, another monumental occasion right downtown in Tampa.
It's last call for Fergs Live, the channel sidebar synonymous with Lightning games and usually overflowing with Lightning fans, is calling it quits after Saturday night.
This is something that we know has been coming since the day we took the lease 4 years ago.
That's the general manager of Fergs. They did a four-year lease. It is expiring tomorrow, and that's it. So tomorrow will be the last night you can enjoy some beers at Fergs. Is there a Lightning game?
They're playing the Red Wings tomorrow night.
Yeah, oh, gosh. 7 o'clock.
Yep. Big game. My gosh, big game. So
tonight, Blake Shelton. Tomorrow, the Lightning game. Fergs is going to be slammed both nights. I mean, it always is anyway when there's an event going on. So it was just surprising to find out it was closing.
Yeah, and this is Fergs downtown Tampa.
Yeah,
so Fergs Live. This won't affect the St. Pete.
No, it won't affect
location for Rays games and everything like that.
Affect your new axe throwing area.
Right.
Did you see that in St. Pete? They have that now.
You can throw axes to get your rage out.
Uh-huh.
Well, so if you're going to get all your rage out that Fergs Live is closing, tomorrow night go support those guys. And it's a big, big Bolts game. So that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah.
That you can. I'm glad. I mean, if you're going to close down when there's a Lightning game, because that's kind of what that place became synonymous for. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
And I'm happy to hear that Coach Ferg isn't closing it because it wasn't doing well.
No, it was doing great.
Yeah, it was quite the opposite. Instead, it was like, hey, it was a four-year lease, and now something else is going to come in.
Yeah, they're trying to find another location in downtown Tampa, so I'm pretty sure that they can get that done.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, Fergs, we'll say goodbye tomorrow night.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
There's Dirks. I really like that. It's called Living.
Me too.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Maren Morris is going to join us in 20 minutes. Maren has a brand new album out today. Here's what's crazy. I was just putting all this together. The album is called Girl.
Yep.
Today is International Woman's Day.
Coincidence? I think not.
Maren Morris, excited to talk to her in 20 minutes on 99.5 QYK. Big news in the Tampa Bay area, of course, is Blake Shelton tonight. I apparently at some point promised my kids they were all going to the show. I don't have 7 tickets.
Your family is so large.
Yeah,
not like 2 tickets for your kids like Kevin. Like, no, you need 7 tickets
something
for everyone to go.
Must have happened where they were being bad and the only way to get the situation to calm down was to agree to take them to Blake Shelton. That ain't happening. I had to break it to him last night. I decided to record it, and you guys are all accomplices in the misery. It's not just me. It's you guys, too, because you're going to enjoy this. This is me telling them that we can't go to Blake tonight.
Aww. Kids are really excited. Blake Shelton's in town tomorrow night. Yeah?
Yeah.
Here's the bad news.
Uh-oh.
I only have 1 ticket.
I have a hat of him.
Huh?
I have a hat.
You have a Blake Shelton hat?
Hey, that's my hat.
Uh-oh. Charlie has a hat, but Tyler's hat's missing, and I think we're uncovering a crime here.
Uh-oh. No, I stole it from you, and I already wore it
Well,
twice.
If you stole it, you don't get... That's not good.
No, I already wore it twice.
She admitted it,
and is now bragging into how many times she's worn the stolen Blake hat.
Yeah, I've already worn it twice, therefore it's mine.
She's going to need a good lawyer later in life, man. Yeah.
So, I don't wore it. Technically, it's my hat.
Technically.
Well, I'm sorry I don't get to go to Blake. Yeah, your mom doesn't get to go to Blake Shelton either.
No babysitter.
And I don't have a ticket for her anyway.
I made her laugh. I think it's because she don't have a babysitter, but there's no ticket anyway.
Me?
No, I'm the only one that can go. I'm sorry. You can sing a Blake Shelton song.
I'm just a guy with gold and body and snow. Wishing you were there.
You have an entire chorus.
That's as close
chorus.
As I get to Blake Shelton tomorrow night. There you go. Good job, guys.
So there it is.
That's as close as you get to Blake Shelton.
Well, ironically, it made it feel better. So what did we do for the next hour? We sung Blake Shelton songs. All right.
That's adorable.
Hope to see y'all out of Blake. My kids won't be there, but I still love them.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. New album today, Maren Morris, get ready. Maren's going to drop in on us at about 8:20. We're about 12 minutes away, Maren Morris.
Yeah, in time for International Women's Day.
Yeah, and her new album is called Girl, so you can connect all the dots. It's be really cool. Matt, it's been a great show. Matt from Old Dominion called in. We talked to him a little over, about 35 minutes ago. Old Dominion is closing down the Strawberry Festival Sunday nights. That was cool, Matt, to call in from
There's
Old Dominion.
Just so much going on this weekend.
Blake tonight, huge party, and then Maren Morris in 12 minutes. So
yeah,
a lot going
love
on.
Her.
A lot going on. Maren in 12 minutes, and I just
checking out her tweets. And, man, she parties every night.
I like that her Twitter account says, still hungover.
Yeah. that's like her bio. Yeah. I mean, that's it, yeah. Say hello. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie. All right, we're all set for Maren Morris. And they're
love her. I'm excited.
They're telling us that she is ready to join us next. So let's play Eric Church. We'll get a buzz, and Maren might have a buzz because that's how she rolls. Sure, she was celebrating all night last night. A new album came out today. So.
I mean, how could you not when you drop a new album?
We'll have to ask her what mode her celebration got to last night, like on the meter. Like
on a scale of one to... One to I don't remember. Why is the sun out today?
One to... I'm not sure I should even be alive right now. Like, where are you, Maren Morris? Maren Morris, next. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK.
Up next is WQYK in Tampa. It's just Mark and Melanie today.
Hello.
Hey, Maren.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. How are y'all?
Good. Doing good.
I loved our intro. She's, it's just Mark and Melanie, Maren. Sorry. Just.
Yeah, womp womp.
No, I'm excited. It's you too.
Well, thank you. That was very nice.
Well, today it's more than Mark and Melanie because now it's Mark, Melanie, and Maren. Yeah. I like the alliteration
I like
of this.
That.
Triple M.
Yeah.
So, Maren, I mean, first off, like, huge congratulations. I mean, I don't know the last time that somebody has come onto the scene like this in the last couple of years and just, like, I know it seems to everybody that it was overnight and you just caught fire. I know there's been, like, a ton of work involved all throughout the years. But, I mean, how does that feel to look back in the past year and go, wow, I'm Maren Morris. I'm, like, doing this thing.
Sometimes I don't feel like it's my life because it's just so many wonderful bucket list things have happened in the last 3 years since I put my church out. So, yeah, sometimes I still have to pinch myself because it doesn't feel real. But I definitely feel so lucky and, it's really gratifying to get to do what you love every day and have people reciprocate it. So yeah, life is good. I'm excited to be releasing new music finally. And yeah, not a bad day, is it?
Every artist does something different to celebrate an album coming out. And so the album's out. It's called Girl. What is Maren Morris going to do? Like, how are you going to celebrate this? Because this is a lot of work, a lot of stress, a lot of stuff behind the scenes that the audience doesn't see. Like, what's going to be that celebration for you?
I'm really into champagne recently.
There you go.
That's been like a new thing.
I like it.
Yeah.
Champagne.
Probably
champagne.
Do that. Champagne.
You are one of my, I was hoping that you would include some type of booze because you're one of my favorite follows on Twitter. And I know people have told you this before because you're so unedited. You're so authentic. It's like, man, like this is Maren Morris. I was hoping you would talk about it a little bit. I'll get it smashed up a little bit.
I mean, I talk about it enough in my songs. yeah, I don't know. I feel like if you're going to have a Twitter or an Instagram, it should be you and your voice. And sometimes you should just put the phone down because you've been at the bar too long. But, you know, that's my life.
Have you ever had to delete a tweet?
Luckily, no. I haven't said anything too crazy, but no, I stand by what I say.
Good for you. And speaking of Twitter, what does it take to get your own hashtag and emoji? I mean, that is when you've made it. Grammys aside, you have your own hashtag and emoji on Twitter right now that's trending.
That actually, because I've seen that over the last couple of years. I was like, how do they do that? It's so cute and like original looking. And so you actually just have to reach out to Twitter yourself and
no way.
Like have the design ready and, you know, then they just attach it to whatever hashtag it's attached to. So, but I love that I've gotten to see so much of the little crowns on Twitter recently.
So the new album's out. It's called Girl. We're hanging out with Maren Morris. And I got to know about the title because obviously you've been very outspoken, which a lot of the record community has about women and women in country music. And let's just call it what it is. A lot of people have put the magnifying over the fact that women may not be getting a fair shot. So does the title have anything to do with that? And kind of where are you now with all those feelings?
Yeah, I mean, naming the album Girl was definitely a big thought because the song was just so meaningful to me and helped me through so much. So I think just naming the entire record Girl was like, you know, how kind of tongue-in-cheek would it be at the current state of things to put something out called Girl by a girl about girls and just kind of blow up the cliche a little bit and kind of take the power back. So, yeah, it was definitely a thoughtful move on my part naming it that. And I feel like it also kind of captures my last few years of being this new artist and coming into everyone's speakers for the first time and really growing up in the last few. And, you know, I got married. So the whole album is really about my...
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, the whole album's sort of this sonic journey of me really coming into my womanhood and what is that like? So, yeah, I think naming it was definitely intentional.
When you get married, do you ever get scared a little bit? Like, oh, am I going to have enough stuff to write about? Or do you just know, oh, the songs are going to change a little bit? It's not so much about, like, I don't know, heartbreak or maybe partying as much. Or maybe it is still partying with your husband. But does it kind of just change what you write about?
Yeah, I mean, there's no, like, perfect chemistry to what I write about. I just kind of... What I'm feeling that day, what my co-writers are feeling. I think that there's a good bit, even on this record, of, you know, romanticism and also that independence I still maintain. So I think, like, I'm always going to be growing as a woman and as a songwriter. So I don't know, you know, what I'm going to say next in a song. But I do know that, you know, I'm about to celebrate my one-year anniversary with my husband, and that obviously is a huge inspiration and influence on my creative vision. And so who knows, but I do think that there are a lot more love songs on this record because I've been in love. Yeah.
And nothing is wrong with that. That's awesome. And congrats. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I think you're one of those artists, and talk about it a little bit, that, I mean, you couldn't fake it if you wanted to. So how important is that? Cause I feel like your fans have a different passion level than so many other artists who, not maybe aren't faking it, but maybe you're kind of scared to really come out with their emotions and feelings. Like, at what point were you like, no, I'm going to say what I believe. I'm going to sing about what I believe. The album Girl is going to be about what I believe. Like, how important is that to you, not to really sell out?
I just think about, as me being a fan of someone, like, what part of that artist do I want to connect to? And I feel like life is short. I don't know how many years I'm going to get out of this career. So while I'm here and doing stuff, I want to be real with them and show them my true self and not be overly manufactured or, you know, PC. I just want to be like a real person. And I think that's why they connect so well with me and my music, is because they know they're getting the real thing.
The new album is Girl. It's Maren Morse. It's out. Go get it. And Maren, I'd have to say, I think you're going to get a lot more years out of this career.
Yeah.
You're doing an awesome job, girl.
Hope so. Well, you guys play a part in that, so thank you.
Well, it's good to be a part of it. I hope you catch a wicked buzz tonight and celebrate this album, okay?
Pop the champagne.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Carrie Underwood, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So if you had to tell someone how old you were, but you couldn't use years, like, how would that go?
Think
about it for a second. You can't use years.
Like, no numbers.
So you have to describe your age using something else other than years. You want me to give you mine so that we can give you an idea here?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is, I have 5 kids and don't drink during the week years old. Okay?
Okay.
I have 5 kids and don't drink during the week years old.
Do you have to tell truths, or is this...
What are you talking about?
Well, I know you have 5 kids, but I don't know about the second half of that statement.
I have 5 kids and usually don't drink during the week years
old.
Okay,
now I'm guessing. Okay, I can get your age off of that.
You're right. Listen, I never lie. I'm very straight. I don't lie. So you're right. That was a little bit of a lie in the beginning. I corrected it.
So I would say that I am, I have no kids and I'm Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys years old.
Okay, so that's not fair, because you're just basically saying you're awesome. That's not fair.
No,
that's not fair.
I feel like that's a way to describe it without using numbers or years, and you get how old I am.
Okay. 800-992-1099. I want you to call us, or you can text us, whatever's easier for you right now, at 840. Maybe you're sitting on a bridge, or you're in a car line if you're in Hillsborough County, because Pinellas is on spring break. But you can call us or text us. How old are you without using numbers? And Kevin next will also give us his. He's got a pretty good one. So how old are you without
no numbers?
Using no numbers. We'll do it next. 99.5 QIK. There's Luke Bryan. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So we're doing how old are you without using numbers. Okay, so I said I have 5 kids and usually don't drink during the week years old. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And Melanie, you said yours?
I said I am no kids, but Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, NSYNC, years old.
Kevin, we haven't heard your age yet.
Here is my age.
Okay.
I am Star Wars, Back to the Future, and Indiana Jones years old.
Okay. So I think it's funny you can approach this from two different ways. So, like, my style was that I feel like I'm 1,000 years old.
Jeez.
But you guys,
I am dinosaur years old.
Yeah,
I'm a fossil years old.
Yeah.
But you guys are like doing more, giving clues as to how old you really are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can do this a couple different ways. Bonnie's on. Let's try to get Bonnie's age. What do you got, Bonnie?
Well, I am Dean Martin and the Rat Pack age old.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I would say that you are in your early 70s.
Oh gosh, really?
50s?
No, you're way up, but
way up.
This is that moment.
No,
we just want to hit. We want to hit end call on our computer system and just move on.
Oh, and I'm so sorry. Now I feel bad, but the Rat Pack. I feel like that was a while ago.
It was definitely in the 1900s.
I was raised with it.
Yeah. Okay, so you weren't really their era.
Bonnie, how old are you? Let's just get this out of the way.
I'm 64.
There you go.
64.
You weren't that far off.
Yeah, but is that really the Rat Pack era?
It was way back in the 1900s. That's all we know.
Yes. Way back in the 1900s.
There you go. All right. We're never going to play that game again. Just so you know.
Yeah, I'm just going to offend everybody.
That was the end of that game. Hey, look, it's new music from John Party. Just focus on that.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
All right, all you Star Wars nerds, this is, by the Merry Christmas, Star Wars nerds. This is like your day, man. 99.5 QIK. Listen, I love Star Wars.
Just not the Star Wars nerds.
I'm not into it as much as like you and Kevin's off the chart.
No, I'm not even a Star Wars fan, but I can appreciate anything like a new park at Disney. Absolutely.
Okay, so this is a big deal because, like I said, it's like Christmas. We weren't expecting this to come this early.
Yeah, so Disney has officially announced the opening dates for its Star Wars Galaxy's Edge theme park.
Yes.
Yeah, so there obviously is one out in California at Disneyland. That's going to open the end of May. And then here in Orlando, Disney World opens August 29th at Hollywood Studios.
Cannot wait.
Kevin, August, buddy.
I know, because it was supposed to be like November, December. They've moved it way up.
Yeah, they moved it about 3 months up, which never happens. You know, with Disney parks, you're like, okay, how long are they going to be working on this new tram system or whatever it is?
Okay, what are the lines going to be like that first day to get into that?
Is this a camp out situation? You're going to have to. It's going to be an all-day wait for rides.
It's going to be insanity. Pandora, still now, you can't get on that Banshee ride like ever. You got to look for fast passes way beforehand.
That's at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, and if you don't get one of those, you can't get on.
It's from the movie, remind me.
Look, Kevin can't control.
Pandora.
It's from Avatar. The movie is Avatar.
Right. Kevin can't control. Look at it. He's talking with his hands. I mean, he's really excited.
He's irritated about Pandora. He's irritated he hasn't gotten on that ride.
That too.
All right, so it's August 29th?
Yes.
All right, August 30th, Kevin's off. There's no way he'll be here. No way he'll be here.
He'll be in line.
He'll be in line. He'll be sleeping in the parking lot waiting to get in. That's good news, though. 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.